Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
In this episode of Blind Spot, I want to discuss continuing education in your field of expertise and the importance of continuing education in remaining a credible forensic expert. I just got back from a continuing education trip to Portland, Oregon with Dorothy Stout, one of the best video forensic trainers in the field today. All of the tools that are available to a video forensic expert today and the processes that are required in order to maintain integrity in your work product were covered and discussed in great detail. I also attended the International Association for Identification in Minneapolis previously this year, and that combined with the training that I learned from Dorothy Stout has helped me feel at the top of my game as an audio and video forensic expert. Technology is evolving very quickly, and it's important to stay current on all the latest advancements and developments in your field of expertise. This is not just exclusive to my field, digital media forensics. New developments are made in all areas of expertise. Being an expert witness requires that you are current and accurate with your knowledge and skill in your field of expertise. In an earlier episode of Blind Spot, we discussed developing your curriculum vitae and its importance in your career as a forensic expert. Showing that you have a strong education in your field and that you continue to keep your knowledge up to date is a crucial part of forming a strong curriculum vitae and a forensic practice. When an expert witness is first called to the stand in court, their client lawyer will begin with a direct examination. During this time, the lawyer will ask questions that establish the expert witness's qualifications and credentials. After the direct examination, the opposing lawyer or prosecuting attorney is next to ask the expert witness questions and challenge them on their expertise. The more experience and credentials that you have in your field, the harder it becomes for the opposing attorney to disqualify you as an expert witness. Boyd Baumgartner, who's a latent fingerprint examiner, has sent an email to Blindspot asking me to cover what happens when two experts disagree in court? What type of motions to exclude testimony can occur under Daubert and Frye? It's my opinion and belief based on my experience that the expert that has the most current training and continuing education certification will always prevail whenever there's a disagreement in court. That's why it's extremely important to stay current with all of your continuing education in your field of expertise. There are several organizations and associations that you can join that offer continuing education in your field. The American College of Forensic Examiners International offers online training courses in many fields, such as medicine, social work, and criminal investigation. I'm on the advisory board of Recorded Evidence and help determine the standards for forensic experts in that field. We're currently revising and updating our exam criteria for certification in audio and video forensics. There's also the National Center for Media Forensics at the University of Colorado in Denver. I've taken continuing education classes there, and they have an excellent program. They also offer a master's program in media forensics. The American College of Forensic Examiners International had a conference out in Tucson, Arizona last February that I attended. That was another continuing education program that I took last year. This is where a group of experts get together and they share their experiences and discuss trends in each field of expertise. The American College of Forensic Examiners International offers several different concurrent programs while at the conference for different fields of expertise. And it's interesting to sit and have hallway chat with your colleagues in addition to sitting in the classroom and listening to the lectures. And they do two things, like what I mentioned earlier when I took Dorothy Stout's program. First, it helps reinforce the knowledge that you do have Second, it also helps you understand where your experience and expertise needs to go. It's forward thinking. You have to remain a forward thinker as a forensic expert. It's not enough to just be status quo and sustain your expertise as a forensic expert. You really need to stay current and look on the horizon and see what's coming. If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about becoming a forensic expert, one of the first things that I would recommend is to take a look at what associations are in your field of expertise and join them. Read their newsletters, go to their conventions and conferences, and get to know their members and network with them so that you can see where they are, check out their websites, read their curriculum vitaes, and see what type of continuing education that they have. So you can get all the continuing education in the world, but if you don't apply it to your forensic practice, it's useless. When I came back from Dorothy Stout's training last week, I sat down with my notes and I reviewed what I learned, and one of the first cases that I had, I started to apply Dorothy's techniques. Now, these are the techniques that I'd been using in the past. However, I did it a little bit differently because Dorothy introduced us to some new software programs that I found to be very handy and very useful. So when you go to a continuing education program, you're not quite sure what you're going to learn and what you're going to bring back. But if you don't learn how to implement it and apply it to your day-to-day practice, then it's been a total waste of time. Again, the single most important part of continuing education is to learn about the new tools and trends in your field of expertise. Staying current will help you when you're under oath on the stand testifying about the work that you did, because those current tools and trends will help your testimony and integrity as a forensic expert. And of course, you use those continuing education classes to help develop your curriculum vitae and show the depth of your experience and expertise, as well as in your marketing efforts. When you market yourself as a forensic expert, you use what you've learned in your continuing education to write blog posts or to post content on your website so that when a client attorney is looking for an expert in your field of expertise, they see that you're current and they understand exactly what it is that you do and how your industry has progressed and changed. A lot of times I get calls from defendants who are kind of worried about their situation, and they'll always mention how they've downloaded a free trial of a software program, and they try to enhance the audio on their own or try to clarify their video, and it was unsuccessful. Not only knowing what tools to use, but how to use those tools is a very important part of being a forensic expert, and this is where continuing education comes in. You can download all the software programs in the world, but if you don't know how to apply them and interpret the data, then it's a complete waste of time. Being a forensic expert that takes continuing education on a regular basis is a very important part to your success as a forensic expert. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.